drills ahead of what's expected to be an all-out incursion by land, sea and air. Leaders have vowed to wipe out Hamas following last weekend's attacks. Anna Botting is on the Israel-Gaza border for us.
There's leaflets flying everywhere above us that have been dropped in Gaza, trying to get people to move south before any ground incursion, which could be just moments away, days away.
The UN has warned the forced evacuation will have devastating humanitarian consequences, with hospital patients and others unable to leave. Meanwhile, the Home Secretary's warned the police are coming for those who glorified terrorism during protests in London yesterday. Thousands took part in a pro-Palestinian march, but images show some carried placards appearing to show support for Hamas. Two people have died after a powerful earthquake hit Afghanistan. It's the country's third in a matter of days, after 2,500 were killed in quakes last week. The Justice Secretary says rapists will not face early release, despite England's prison system being under intense pressure. Alex Chalk also suggested low-level criminals could be given community chores rather than jail time. Rangers have appointed Philippe Clement as their new manager. He takes over at Ibrox on a 3.5-year deal after Michael Beale was sacked earlier this month. Former Rangers striker Chris Boyd says the board must be patient with the Belgian.
There needs to be stability. And every time there seems to be a dip in form, it's a crisis at Rangers. You know, it's now the fourth manager in 2 years, and it can't continue. Somebody has to be given the reins for a period of time.
And Adil Rashid has taken 3 wickets for England in their Cricket World Cup match against Afghanistan in Delhi. A short time ago, their opponents were 255-7. That's the latest. I'm Matt Steele.
Thanks, Matt.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Looking lovely, the sun here through the window, but it should be a largely dry day today with sunny spells, perhaps the odd light coastal shower. Breezy along the east coast, although lighter winds inland. Rather cold today with temperatures below the average maximum temperatures today of 10 degrees Celsius highs. Tonight's looking like this with dry variable cloud and clear spells overnight. Some isolated mist and fog patches forming in places. Going to be a cold night with another widespread frost. Light winds taking temperatures down to 1 degrees Celsius. And your new week for Monday is looking like this. Another cold, frosty start to Monday with early mist and fog patches soon clearing to leave a largely dry day on Monday with sunny spells, very similar to today, perhaps the odd coastal shower. But going to be feeling cold again with maximum temperatures of 12 degrees Celsius, your highs.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Sugar Babe.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Take That.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
The weather debate's already started, isn't it? You've already getting people going, oh, it's too cold. And it's the same people that last couple of weeks ago going, oh, it's so hot, isn't it? What's going on? What's with this hot temperatures in September and October? Oh, I can't get the hang of it. And now we're already going, oh, it's too cold. Jumpers on. You've got to love it, innit? What I love about the British weather is the two extremes. Only last week, in fact, only a couple of days ago, it had temperatures like 22, 24 degrees last week, during the week. It was lovely, wasn't it? And then literally overnight on Friday to Saturday, it dropped like 10, 12, 13 odd degrees in one lump. And the evening temperatures are even worse because they've gone down to single digits, which we're just not ready for, are we? And I remember last week in one of the papers, it said, it's hotter than Ibiza. It's well hot over it, hotter than Ibiza. Well, not anymore. My girl wants to party all the time. That's it, party all the time. What else can we do? Hannah Lang, HVRR. 5 past the hour, 1 o'clock. Welcome to Sunday Lunch with me, Tony. Looks warm for the window, that's the main thing. Be good, wouldn't it? Party all the time, day and night. Pony I was younger. This is brand new. Well, I say brand new, so a remix, which is brand new. Calvin Harris and Sam Smith, Desire. This is the Alok remix.
I want you to hold me. Don't let me go. Be the one and only. Take all control. Stay with me forever.
Star, more active version of Desire from Calvin Harris and Sam Smith, a lock remix there. Let's have a look at some of the front pages. I forgot to do it in the first hour. And today, the 15th of October, front pages of the tabloids looking like this. Starting with the Sunday Mirror, most of them leading on the war in the Middle East. Says civilians have been caught in raids as Israel is poised to invade the Gaza Strip. That's according to the Sunday Mirror today. Sunday Telegraph saying the Israel is set to hit Hamas from land, sea and air, says the Sunday Telegraph. And the Observer also says Israel is warning fleeing Gazans that the next stage is coming, says the Observer today. Daily Mail reports that there is a hatred on Britain's streets under the guise of Saturday's protest. Where's the Daily Star? Gone with something completely different. As always, they've gone with Leeds. Is the city most likely to be overrun by zombies, according to the Daily Star on Sunday? Obviously, haven't been to Brentwood on Friday night. If you're worried about a zombie invasion and happen to live in Leeds, then we have seriously bad news for you, it says. Sun Express says a former Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, marches in support of Palestinians. The PM has said the UK will stand by Israel always, reports the Sun Express. And the Sun on Sunday have gone with girls told to sign order. It's a Premier League footballer hosted a secret sex party which with models forced to sign legal gagging orders. A leaked video sent to the invited girls told them to sign this special piece of paper, basically. The story on the Sun of Sunday. Also, they got the Madonna at the O2 write-up about her kicking off the Celebration World Tour last night at the London's O2 Arena, which we spoke about earlier on. There's your front pages on your tabloids if you're thinking about going out and buying a paper. You may not need to now. Done it all for you, haven't I? Done it all for you. Lots of magazines as well in today's papers, as always, for you to choose from. Right, let's get back to some of the music. This is DJ Steinfeld and Compton's Man with a track called How You Do. You never used to listen, now you do. Got some ads and some the UK charts up next.
And now you do.
Thank you.
Somebody texted in, said heating already on. We asked earlier on, have you switched your heating on yet? And Bill from Brentwood said he switched his off and it's staying off until the decorations go up. I'm presuming he means Christmas.
Join B-Fibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With B-Fibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Kenya Grace enters the history books as Strangers. The track climbs to number one on the official singles chart this week. Kenya becomes only the second female solo artist to get to number one with an entirely written, performed and self-produced track after Kate Bush. Let's see what happened on the charts.
The UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, Kenya Grace marks an incredible chart feat today. It has a debut single, Strangers, lifts to number one. After a six-week climb, Kenya ends Doja Cat's five-week reign at the top with Paint the Town Red and, in the process, becomes one of only two female artists in the official chart history to reach number one with a track performed, written and produced entirely solo. Well done. Kenya's in the light company as well, as the only other act to have managed this feat is none other than Kate Bush, who in 2022 saw the 1985 single Running Up That Hill reached the top of the charts following its feature on what was the program? Stranger Things, that was it. Running Up The Hill was also entirely written and produced by Kate herself. Tori Amos came close with a 1997 chart topper, Professional Widow. Do you remember that? The dance classic. It's got to be big. That's the one. But the track was boosted to number one by remix eventually from DJ Armand van Helden, of course. Meanwhile, Casso Ray and D Block Europe lift two places this week to a new peak of number two with their track Prada. Now, could this track give Strangers a run for its money in the coming weeks? We'll have to wait and see. Earning the three biggest new entries of the week is Drake, of course, who sees his first person shooter featuring J. Cole is at number four. IDGAF featuring Yeats is at number five and Virginia Beach is at six. All in the top 10. Three tracks, well done. Make their debut following the release, of course, of his latest album, which is called For All the Dogs. This pushes Drake's number of top 10 hits to a whopping 44. Outside the top 10, Miski, My Love Is All Mine, or Mine, continues to break ground, rising two this week to number 13 today. Billy Giles and Hannah Boleyn are up one with DNA, Loving You, at 17, while Suicidal Idols, Ecstasy, rises seven to number 26. And indie pop band Lovejoy earned their highest chart single yet with Normal People Things, is currently number 27. Following the release of his latest record, Crop Circle 3, Halton MC Nines earns a trio of top 40 hits today. today. His Daily Duppy of GRM Daily is up 7 to number 23, while album tracks I Do with Tund and Moogs is at 35, and Toxic with Bad Boy Chiller Crew is up 37, all earning big debuts today. Zach Bryant and Casey Musgrave's duo I Remember Everything uplifts 8 to a new peak at number 29, while Jungle's Back On is 74, Jungle Back On 74, that's the name of the track, is up 6 to number 30 this week. And finally, Jennie becomes the second member of Blackpink, one of my favourite girl groups, to gain a solo UK top 40 single. You and Me enters the chart at number 39. Early this year, her bandmate, Jizzo, I think her name is, became the first Blackpink member to enter the UK top 40 as a solo artist on her track called Flower, which peaked at number 38, I believe. Right, let's have a look at the charts. Let's start with the top 10. At number 10 is Asking, Sonny Federa, MK and Douglas, which I'm playing. But I am also playing the Tiesto remix, which is slightly pacier. Last week's number 11, up 1 to number 10, Asking Sonny Federa and MK Douglas. Been in the charts 13 weeks.
The UK charts. With Phoenix 98 FM.
Down from last week's number 8, Disconnect, Becky Hill and Chasing Status. And also down from number 7 to number 8 this week, Fred Again with Adore You.
You're so much better with everything. Nice and glowing in my chair, there's no compare. I adore you. Ooh, I adore you. I came first, but you're ahead. way beyond your years. People try to find this thing you've always been. I adore you. If I had my way, every day would be a parade. When you pray or answer, you walk through life just like a dancer. If I had my way, every day would be a parade. Ooh, I adore you.
Number 8 of the charts this week, Fred Again, Adore You. Rest of the charts straight after the traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Yeah, still busy in central Brentwood. The High Street is extremely busy, and the roads coming into it, Ingrave Road and the Ongar Road, approaching Wilson's Corner. Mostly caused from temporary traffic signals due to gas main work currently on the A128 London Road. That's at the Queen's Road currently. Very busy Brentwood just in general. Let's have a look. You've got roadworks down in Herongate at the moment. No through traffic allowed due to new road layout. Cricketers Lane, that is, both ways from the A128 Brentwood Road to Cricketers Road. And then coming down the A1023, longer queue than there was earlier on, approaching junction 28. Now, this is caused from a lane closed on the entry ramp due to long-term construction on the M25 anti-clockwise at junction 28, A12 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays there. It's down to one lane, and it's affecting traffic back onto the roundabout on both directions coming up from the A12 and the Brook Street A1023 onto that junction on that roundabout there. Very busy. Also, as you're heading towards Romford, Gallows Corner is extremely busy on the roundabout there, where people are heading towards the shopping areas. The rest of the junctions on the M25 are looking like this. Junction 29, it's not looking too bad at the moment, it's on the A127, and junction 30, the A13 Lakeside, that's okay, but it's very, very busy around the Lakeside and Shefford 100 area. If you're going through the back roads, you'll probably hit the traffic of the roadworks coming into Shefford 100, and then the parking areas look extremely busy. If you're heading all towards Bluewater, That's busy at the moment. It's, in fact, it's not too bad getting over there across the bridge. It's just on your return coming back. Watch out from Sutton at Hone all the way through to the A282. The tunnels is extremely busy there, so you might have to add extra time on your journey if you're going anywhere and you want to be in a certain time. A13, back on this neck of the woods towards Southend. Was a little bit easier than it was earlier on. It was busy going into Southend. Now, it's still busy, but it's comfortable. The traffic is moving at a faster speed. It's not as clogged up as it was. Kind of the same story on the A127, although as you get right into Southend-on-Sea main town, or city, should I say, very busy on that part. Seafront is not looking too bad, probably because it's cold, but the actual shopping areas are very busy. Up on the A12, you've still got the speed restrictions of 40 miles an hour, one lane closed till next year. That's due to resurfacing work both ways between Junction 13, B1002, Ingatestone, and Junction 16, which is the B1007, Stock Road, Gallywood. Don't forget there is nighttime closures there and a contra flow system in use as well in the evening. 414, looking too bad, and the A20 not looking too bad if you're heading towards London Stansted Airport on towards the M11. M11 is still looking okay, no reported problems there, no reported problems on Junction 27 either on the M25, but Junction for M11, that's not looking too bad at all. And the A406, as always, is busy, but it's moving. The update 98, time is 13:31.
The UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
Back to the charts. This is number 7 currently. Been in the charts for 5 weeks, doing really well. Last week's number 10, up to number 7 this week. This is Tyler with Water.
Make me swim. In a dangerous mood, can you match my timing?
with Water, number 7 this week in the charts.
The UK charts. With Phoenix 98 FM.
So, 3 brand new entries at number 6, number 5, and number 4. Let's start with number 6. Virginia Beach from Drake is brand new in at number 6. Number 5, IDGAF. Drake featuring Yeet is at number 5. And at 4, another new entry for Drake featuring J. Cole, the first person shooter, straight in on the charts. It'll be interesting to see where they go next week. And number 3, it is a non-mover for Tate McRae with Greedy.
Are you serious? I try, but I can't figure out. I've been next to you all night and still don't know what you're about. You keep talking, but not much coming out your mouth. Can't you tell that I want you? I say yeah.
Greedy, Tate McRae. Number 2, it's Prada, Casa Ray and D-Block Europe.
The UK charts. With Phoenix 98 FM.
About to date my lady selfages. New drip on the way, Rap till sad and bricks. Half a cake on the way, Take a flight, you wanna take a lift. On the Molly man, he's on the way, I might take it a shot, I might take it a risk. It don't matter, baby, I'm straight,
Feel like I'm in Prince's house. Purple paint on the walls, Sitting down on this fancy couch and I can't see straight, I'ma stay, 22, I'm in Paris, baby. Got strippers in my face, Roll up in a Bentley, I'm Christian, no Finley. I'm a Prada.
Drip on the way, Rap till sad and bricks. Half a cake on the way, Take a flight, you wanna take a lift. On the Molly man, he's on the way, I might take it a shot, I might take it a risk. It don't matter, baby, I'm straight,
Feel like I'm in Prince's house. Purple paint on the walls, Sitting down on this fancy couch and I can't see straight, I'ma stay, 22, I'm in Paris, baby. Got strippers in my face, Roll up in a Bentley, I'm Christian, no Finley. I'm a Prada.
Last week's number 4, up 2 places. Number 2, Casa Ray, D-Block Europe, Prada.
the UK charts.
With Phoenix 98 FM.
Which means brand new at number one, Strangers, Can You Grace?
Six boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer. Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Sunday Lunch.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. If it's your birthday today, you're sharing it with Anthony Joshua, born this day in 1989, Libra. Born in Watford, not too far away, 33 years old. Heavyweight with the piston-like jab, who won super heavyweight gold in the 2012 Olympics. Turned pro the following year, and of course then he went on to win the IBF Heavyweight Championships in 2006. 16. Interesting fact is he used to run around Little Worley early in the morning. I've seen him a few times, but when he was training. He was at a gym around there somewhere, so he used to go and run around the village. So I never used to stop and go, all right, mate. I wanted to, but I thought better not. Tito Jackson's birthday today, born this day in 1953, and he's 69 years old. Of course, singer and guitarist who was a founding member of the Jackson 5 and the Jacksons, and who also pursued a solo career. He was joined in the Jackson 5, of course, by Jermaine Jackson, Michael Jackson, Marlon Jackson, and Jackie Jackson as well. Ginuwine, birthday today, the R&B singer. Ginuwine, born this day in 1970 in Washington, D.C., 52 years old, R&B singer who released multi-platinum albums and sang Pony. Do you remember? It's the really big R&B track. In fact, should we play it? Let me pan off radio. Let's have a look. There we go. Pony. Happy birthday.
I'm just a bachelor. I'm looking for a partner, someone who knows how to ride without even falling off. Gotta be compatible. Takes me to my limits. Girl, when I break you off, I promise that you won't wanna get off. Your stilo just once if I had the chance. The things I would do to you, you and your body, every single portion, since you yield up and down your spine, juice is flowing down your vine.
Going out to the birthday boy, Ginuwine, track called Pony. R&B classic. 10 to the hour, 2 o'clock. Where has the time gone? It's gone so quick this afternoon. Let me tell you what's coming up on the rest of the day. Vicky Michelle's music mix from 2 o'clock, straight after me. Music and celebrity interviews with our resident Hello Hello star. She's all raring and ready to go, all in blue. Arts programme from 4 o'clock, weekly look at the best in local and national arts scene with Natalie Bayes. And today she'll be joined by Spencer Hawking. We'll be talking to Tim, Hannah Davis and Charlotte Troa and Carrie Kendall about a recent artist residency in Kazakhstan, which involves painting a mural as part of an arts festival near Astana, I think it is. Stepping out from 6 o'clock with our Nigel. Nigel will be talking to former bare knuckle boxer Paul Knight about his mental health. And then Greaties from 8 o'clock, music and memories from the 1980s with our Xanthi Behrman. Taking up to Cultural Brazil from 10 o'clock. Great lineup here on Sunday on Phoenix FM. Still got time to squeeze a couple more tracks in. Got Zara Larsson and Dave Guetta on its way. And also Blink 182 still to come.
That's all my had it in him.
That is it from me. I can't believe 2 hours went so quick this afternoon, didn't it? We didn't even get time to do some of the album releases, which I was going to talk to you about. But we'll be back next week, same time, same place, as always, from 12 o'clock till 2, Sunday Lunch with me, Tony. Still to come, don't forget, we've got Vicky Michelle's music mix from 2 o'clock. She's in the background. Just going through the show, all ready to go. I shall see you back here next week. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the sunshine, but it is rather cold out there, so make sure you wrap up if you're out and about. But from me, bye-bye.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Strangers, from strangers into brothers, from brothers into strangers once again. We saw the whole world, but I couldn't see the meaning. I couldn't even recognize my friends. Nothing's any different. Right now feels the same. I wonder why. I wish they told us it shouldn't take a sickness or airplanes falling out the sky. Do I have to die to hear you miss me? Do I have to die to hear you say goodbye? I don't wanna act like there's tomorrow. I don't wanna wait to do this one more time.
One more time. One more time. One more time.
I miss you. Took time, but I admit it. It still hurts even after all these years. And I know that next time ain't always gonna happen. I gotta say I love you while we're here.
Do I have to die to hear you miss me? Do I have to die to hear you say goodbye? I don't wanna.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.